It's the Matt Bubala Show on 720 WGN. Pokemon Go. My God, have we heard enough about Pokemon Go this week? But now think about the other industries that Pokemon Go is spurring. I mean, there's the Chardonnay Go. There's all sorts of different games that people are having fun with. Clean up your room Go, different things like that. But also criminals have enjoyed robbing people who are searching for Pokemon Go and not paying attention and being good victims. And then there is the, I guess, the sharing economy that brought us Uber and Lyft is now brings us Pokemon Go chauffeuring. Tommy T is in Ohio, and he's made a business of taking people around looking for their Pokemon Goes. Hey, Tommy, how are you?
I'm very well, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us on the phone. How do you suddenly think, dude, this is a job opportunity? I will drive people around. They're dumb enough to pay me. I'll take them to find their Pokemons. When does this hit you? Because this is really, in the last week, this has really exploded. How long have you been Pokemon Go chauffeuring?
Since Monday.
And how do you come up with that? Do you see headlines about people walking around and you think, boy, some of these aren't near people. I'll drive them. How do you decide to do this?
I actually had a friend who was asking me basically if I would give him a ride out to the other side of town because he wanted to play and on his way out there, and it wasn't safe for him. And I said, oh, sure, you know. So when we were on our way out there, I was joking to him I should charge him for an hour and offer him water and snacks and everything else. So he's like, oh, that would be a good idea. So it stemmed from there, really.
And so how did you start? It takes off.
Just taking a life of its own.
How do you start advertising your services? How do people in the Ohio area find out about you? Just word of mouth, or are you advertising?
I did advertise it on my personal Facebook page, and it kind of got shared quite a few times and went from there. My first customers were not people I knew. Basically, everyone's asked to remain anonymous other than one customer because they don't want people knowing they're spending money on Pokemon Go.
I would imagine they don't, yeah. What kind of people are doing it? I mean, are you surprised by the crowd you're attracting, or is it what you would have expected?
It's actually the opposite of what I've expected because it's basically been women, and most of the women that are asking for the service are checking for their kids. So I can drive them. And I don't mean young kids. I'm not comfortable being responsible for someone's child.
Right.
I mean like 16, 17, 18-year-olds that their parents don't want them out driving around all over the city doing this. So
the parents will pay you to drive their kids around so they can play their video game. It sounds like, you know, it's funny, Tommy, because – as we've talked about this as the week's gone on, you know, you hear a lot of people grumbling about what is this stupid Pokemon. And then other people are like, hey, these kids are out of their house. Granted, they're still on their devices, but at least they're not in their basement on their devices. They're out walking around, actually getting some exercise, doing something until they go, no, they're not. They're not. Tommy's just driving them around from place to place to find their Pokemons.
Well, to be perfectly honest, it doesn't really work like that. For the game to work, they have to be going a certain speed and stuff like that. So if I'm driving fast through the city and everything, it doesn't really help them other than to get somewhere quickly.
You just get them there, then they got to get out and walk around and catch them, right?
Kind of. That's only happened a couple times, but I can't lie. Both times people were out of the car for an extended period of time, and I do charge for the hour of
sure.
being away.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really a wasted service because I got them somewhere they wouldn't have normally gone by themselves. And they, you know, had safe transportation there and back. I do provide snacks and waters and stuff like that, you know.
How many clients have you had since Monday, Tommy?
I really shouldn't say because of tax purposes. I'm doing okay. I've definitely.
Well, you didn't quit your day job, right?
Actually, I'm a stay-at-home dad.
Oh, okay. So this works out.
During the summertime here, my neighborhood actually has a program at their park system where the kids go and hang out with other kids in the neighborhood, and it's supervised and everything. So it's actually been kind of lonely. This has been nice.
How long do you think this is going to last, Tommy? Because this was such a big deal this week, and I'm wondering, because some of the headlines here in Chicago, you know, there's a couple of a woman who or a guy who got mugged because he, you know, was paying attention to his thing and went into an area that maybe he shouldn't have been, and some guys came out and jumped him and stole his phone. And you know, we heard about, I think, didn't two people fall off a cliff in California as they're chasing Pokemons?
Yes,
I mean,
I've heard that.
There's all sorts of weird stuff going on, so I don't know if this keeps getting hotter or if suddenly it cools off as people are like, wait, what are we doing here?
I don't expect it to last a long time by any means. I have set myself up an LLC just to be, you know, safe for taxation purposes and all that other stuff. But, you know, nothing's finalized yet. But to be perfectly honest, I don't see it lasting much longer than a couple of months. It'll may be a specialty service in the long run, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's something that I could do in my spare time for a while, I'm sure. I have had someone offer to buy the company for me. But what they wanted was my car included, and it was, like, less than what my car's worth. So I told them, you know, bugger off.
I'll buy the whole company. It's not worth your car, but I'll buy it. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. What's your max work schedule? I mean, I imagine your day isn't completely filled, but would you do this all day long if you had enough customers?
If I had enough customers, I would do it all day long. I don't mind driving. I actually have a wedding this weekend in Columbus, and I'm from Toledo, so it's about 2 hours and a half away. I'll be in Columbus all weekend, and I already picked up clientele in Columbus this weekend.
Nice. Now, what if somebody has to get somewhere during the wedding? Will you sneak out for a few minutes?
No, I can't do that. I do have obligations, and I do stick to my commitments and everything like that, and I would never want someone to do that at my wedding.
Yeah.
So.
I understand. Now, from what I understand, you offer your services from 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. Have you had to pick anybody up at 1 a.m. yet? Because I'm imagining that's a different type of Pokemon chaser at 1 a.m.
Actually, I have. It was someone that I've known for a long time called me and asked me if I would drive him around for some Pokemon. I thought it was odd, and so they had me pick them up at a bar. They were intoxicated. And they basically used my service to catch Pokemon and get home because they didn't want to use an Uber.
Yeah. Well, it's not a bad deal. Boy, I tell you what, at $25 an hour, if I lived 90 miles away, it would work out pretty well for me. Although I imagine you won't drive 90 miles away to pick somebody up, right?
I got a 100-mile radius, actually.
Does that include there and back? Like, what if I was at a bar 90 miles away from home?
If you wanted to go 100, my vehicle gets very good gas mileage. And it's very comfortable. So if you wanted to go 100 miles, I would drive you 100 miles. If it took an hour, it would only cost $25.
Yeah.
If you roll anything beyond the hour by 15 minutes, you have to buy the whole next hour.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you could be cheaper than an Uber or Lyft in some situations, then, I imagine, because you probably don't have surcharge pricing, right? When the Pokemon are really hot, you don't charge more. It's 25 flat for the hour, right?
No, they're surcharged from 7 a.m. till 11 a.m., and it's $5 additional an hour, and from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m., there's an additional $5 an hour.
Ah, right, so you do charge a little more. Very smart, very smart.
Yes, yes.
Well, Tommy, congratulations on the business. Very entrepreneurial. Way to jump on the hot thing and see what you can make of it. Are your kids excited about you doing this, or are they not old enough to really realize what's going on here?
My kids are excited. They don't, my 9-year-old plays, my 5-year-old doesn't. I don't play personally. I figure it'd be like a conflict of interest of me driving around trying to play with a phone in my hand, you know? So
that would be cheating.
I wanted to be safe as possible.
Yeah, yeah, you need to. Let everybody else stare at the devices. You just stare at the road. Tommy T, if you end up in, where are you? You're in Columbus?
Toledo.
You're in Toledo. You're headed to Columbus. If you're in Toledo this weekend, start asking people for Tommy T. He'll help you get your Pokemon Goes. Thanks so much, Tommy. Appreciate you being on the phone.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Instead of taking it as a sign of old age, I'm going to take it as a sign of my growing maturity that I just don't feel the need to be involved in the latest fad. Matt Bubala, 720 WGN.